give up the fight. Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that bitter is gold.
Most people recognize that 1978 Bob Marley and Peter Tosh song, Get Up, Stand Up. But KABU listeners also know it as the theme song for the show Voices from the Edge that Joanne Hardesty hosted for many years. Hardesty is a longtime community activist, KABU supporter, and the first African-American woman to take a seat on the Portland City Council. Field mole Desiree Helliger's recorded excerpts from Wednesday night's celebration of Joanne Hardesty's swearing in, and also talked with activists about the significance of this electoral moment. The segment begins with MC Felisa Hagens, political director of the SEIU Local 49.
Joanne knows more than any other person knows that when you were the first, your obligation is to open every door and every window, so you will never be the last. So, I would like to welcome our woman of the hour.
Recently, I heard DeRay McKenson of Black Lives Matters and Campaign Zero say, hope is this notion that we believe our tomorrows can be better than our todays. And hope isn't magic. Hope is work. And you gotta fight for it. It was intentional for me to invite you to City Hall tonight because I like to call this the people's house. Some of you may have walked through this door for the very first time, but I certainly hope it won't be your last time. Some of you were with me in this building to testify on a secretly negotiated peace contract in October 2016. But here we are, 2 short years later, and now I'm your newest city commissioner. As commissioner-elect, I work with my council and with council's staff, security staff, and I want to give a huge thank you to Dorothy Elmore to reopen the balcony in council chambers this morning.
Thank you.
Now, no question, it was a symbolic gesture, to be sure. But my staff and I mean to press for transparency and inclusion where it has been denied. The American Declaration of Independence informs us government exists to secure the rights of the people. Legislation must be based on the informed consent of those governed. Let's try to live up to those founding principles. As an organizer, of course, I believe in inclusion, broad-based community dialogue. As an activist, I believe in protesting injustice directly and with vigor. But I've been in this struggle for a while. I know tactics need to change when a movement makes gains. Some who have valued disruption will be challenged to find new roles as a new chapter of the inside game plays out. Make room for them. But as Dr. King encouraged, let's keep our eyes on the prize. As a veteran, I believe in the power of government to do good by its people and to share an equitable vision for all. As a black woman, I know we have not lived up to our vision of who we want to be as a city, as a beloved community, and as a state. We face a legacy of complex interlinking problems. And to remedy them, we will have to work across governments, across jurisdictions, across bureaus. We will have to do it because it is in the best interest of the people of the city of Portland. I am the first African-American woman to serve on the Portland City Council. But together, we can open doors of opportunities regardless of race, gender, sexual orientation, language, culture, income, or ability level. I am convinced that our great diversity makes Portland rich. We simply must begin to be intentionally inclusive to reap the rewards of such richness. You and the community must figure out ways to stop thinking of unknown people as others. I ran with the theme of One Portland because when I went to every corner of this great city, I found so much more that we had in common than we had differences. Shall we prove for ourselves that we as individuals embrace diversity and find our common humanity together? We can do this, but we can only do it if this is not your last visit to City Hall. It touched my heart to walk into the City Council chamber today and see so many children. Seeing parents bringing their children and their grandchildren. And what I want each of those young people to know is that this is not rocket science. You could sit on that podium. You could be a lawmaker. You could be the one making decisions that improves the lives of every Portlander in this community. I want you, if you hear nothing else today, hear that you've got the skills. All you need to do is get a little taller so you can like. So my assignments give me all the rest of our public safety system. Because some people forget that public safety covers a lot of areas, right? It is not just police. Because we already know police won't solve the housing crisis or the mental health crisis or the lack of affordable housing and the lack of living wage employment opportunities. We already know that. But what we haven't done is invest in the rest of our public safety system. And I am looking forward to working with incredibly smart people to make sure that when we say we have a public safety system, what we're talking about is a system that keeps the public safe. I want to give a shout out to the fine men and women of ASME Local 88, to the wonderful women and men that make up SEIU 49 and 503. I want to also say that this today, even though I'm the one in the seat, there were 500 of you who knocked on doors, made phone calls, through all kind of weather, and you did it for 18 months solid. There were 150 house parties that happened in every corner of this city. I was privileged to have one of my first votes today be about the open and accountable elections. Commissioner Amanda Fritz has been leading that effort. That system will help us ensure that we continue to have the most diverse people imaginable on the city council, and it will allow regular people like me to be able to have enough resources to run and serve in public office. Oh, you know, I gave shout-outs to ASME and SEIU, but I forgot about the fabulously wonderful Portland Firefighters Association, Local 43, and those fine firefighters showed up in their fabulous uniforms today. And let me tell you, as a fire chief, I will have my own jacket and hat. I don't know if the city's ready for it, but I'm ready. I'd like to thank Reverend Monet for the fabulous food from Portions de la Soul. I want to thank Blues on Broadway for these beautiful blues that you see all over the place. I want to thank Rose City Sound for the AV. And so what I'm going to need you to do is to repeat these words after me. We the people of the city of Portland.
We the people of the city of Portland.
Believe that collective action.
Believe that collective action.
Accountability.
Accountability.
And transparency.
And transparency.
Are required to build a future.
Are required to build a future.
That is truly equitable for all people.
That is truly equitable for all people.
I recognize the importance of understanding. And appreciating our differences and similarities.
And appreciating our differences and similarities.
I pledge to make.
I pledge to make.
Improving Portland City Government.
Improving Portland City Government.
Accountability, transparency, and ethical integrity.
Accountability, transparency, and ethical integrity.
A key personal priority.
Recognizing that democracy
means rule by the people.
Means rule by the people.
We will work together.
We will work together.
To support our most vulnerable neighbors.
To support our most vulnerable neighbors.
Hold our elected leaders accountable.
Hold our elected leaders accountable.
And build a city.
And build a city.
That our children will be proud to inherit.
That our children will be proud to inherit.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming out. Thank you for being a part of this historic event. And thank you for what you're going to do to make the city of Portland better for us all.
Lisa Higgins, political director at SEIU. Our members are incredibly excited to have an advocate for them on the city council, someone who's going to stand up for the janitors to clean City Hall, the security officers to secure City Hall, but not only those janitors and security officers, but the thousands of workers that we represent throughout the city of Portland. We're just thrilled to have a union champion in City Hall.
My name is Margaret Ann Jones. I'm just turned 70 this year, and I came out tonight because this is a historical time for Portland. For myself as a woman of color, coming out to see another woman of color that's going to be making or helping to govern, you know, Portland and helping to hopefully bring us together. In some kind of way. That's my dream, because we're all in this together.
So Lisa Fay, you came out tonight to celebrate the election of Joanne Hardesty?
Of course, of course. She's really helped Right to Survive in the last couple years get more organized and focused as a nonprofit and take us to the next level. And she was there in the early Dignity Village days and was a true champion of self-ran houseless community. Tiny house villages, we need one in every community because there's houseless people in every community. And we've learned that self-ran, self-governed tiny house communities have reduced crime levels in neighborhoods. They brought community together She's a big supporter of having this happen, and we're hoping that city policy will change and we can move forward.
Yeah, and we'll see fewer people dying on the streets of one of the most livable cities in the U.S.
Oh, and there's no excuse. There is no excuse for another person to die this year on the streets because they didn't have a home.
I'm talking to Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio.
I've seen a lot of firsts in my life, and this is a first that I wanted to be a part of, the first black city council as a woman. She's a people's council person because she protests with us. She's out there demonstrating with us. She come to our meetings. She out there dancing with us. She's celebrating. She consult people on how to do things, and she fight for people. She's out there in the public, and she's a public person. And then especially about police reform, and hopefully can help make the houseless community, which she's so involved with, a protected class, because all these houseless phobia, all these hate groups going around bashing up homeless people and kicking them off the land. The city is sweeping people. They criminalizing people just for existing and trying to coexist in the same place. But because they without houses, they without shower, they without laundry, they without garbage disposal, they're ridiculed. And I think Joanne will help the houseless advocacy group, an advocate, to address this ongoing problem in Portland, in Oregon, and in this country.
I'm Lori Palmer, and I'm the CEO and the founder of Go Get Your Child Community Violence Prevention Coalition. And I know they got the right person in that seat. Joanne is the one. We're going to set down history in Portland, Oregon, because now we got somebody from our community that's been fighting in our community with the people of the community that's in the house now. We're going to get some work done.
Greg Burrell. I'm the interim co-chair of the Multnomah County Democratic Party's Racial Inclusivity Workgroup, and I serve on the Portland Association of Teachers Executive Board, as well as several other things for them. I'm here to celebrate Joanne. The teachers union endorsed her. We all campaigned for her. She came and met with teachers, so I know that she's very up on what we need for education in Portland.
Hi, I'm Jardima. I just want to celebrate her amazing win. We got her back all the way.
And what issues are you most invested in?
People experiencing houselessness, especially at this time of the year. First frost, it's not a joke. I'm really worried, very worried. Everywhere you go, you just can't get away from it. So we've got to come up with some solutions sooner rather than later, like right now.
Work on Joanne's campaign?
I did. Monica Beamer? Yes, I did. I helped with the house parties. It was a delight to meet all the people and to hear Joanne, and I always learned something new. I probably attended about 20 of them, and I am super excited to see all of that, those values and connections and the integrity, really, and the challenging of the status quo and the willingness to be like, this is not working. We need to do something different. Right, I work on the Homeless Bill of Rights with the Western Regional Advocacy Project, and we've worked together for a long time on that to end the criminalization of people who for simply being homeless, experiencing homelessness. Criminalizing people, ticketing them, harassing them, arresting them for things that people with houses do inside, sitting, sleeping, even eating. And this is happening across the country, growing. The number of laws is amazing. The ACLU of Oregon did a report. There's something like 250 laws in the 15 biggest cities in Oregon that criminalize people just for being homeless. So we need to create affordable housing. We need to create good jobs for folks, health care. I know that we'll work on that together. But yeah, we definitely need to be there working together. So
it's victory.
Well, I'm DJ Reggae Bob on KBOO. I came here tonight with a couple of my mentors here for this historic event. You know, this is just something that's never happened before. And Joanne's got our back. We've got Joanne's back. This is my friend Daryl Griffith, member of the community, long time.
Yes, yeah, we got her back. We'll be there. Mayor next, then the governor.
Yeah. Well, it's Happy New Year and Happy City Council.
This has been Desiree Hilligers for the Old Mole Variety Hour.